A few weeks ago, I went to see my mother in Colorado. Mom is 98 years old. She's going to be 99 next month. And we're very lucky she's able to still live in her own home that she's lived in for 47 years. And my sister comes over several times a day to give her meals, so she's able to stay there. And in her home, my mom is surrounded by memories. There is a shadow box that has mementos from my father and his picture. There's a bookshelf with all the family photo albums and the genealogy records. And there's even a little metal dollhouse that she and her twin sister shared when they were little girls back in the 1920s, and all the little furniture. And of course, there are pictures of her children and grandchildren to remind her of all that is part of her life and has been part of her life. And in our conversations, we often somehow end up going back to her childhood. And she tells me stories of when she was a little girl and they lived on a farm and rode horses on the prairie, and how she went to a one-room schoolhouse. It's sort of like she's kind of halfway living in the past now. The past isn't just something that's dead, but to her, the past is still alive. And you know, I think it's sometimes like that here at church. We come here to church and we see the people who are here, our friends and our family, our church family. But it's not just us. We remember those who have been here before. They're still with us. Bob Hoyt, right there. I remember him, and he still seems like he's there. Jane Stockwell, right there. She's still keeping track of me.
I can't even sit here.
Nobody can sit in Jane's seat. Priscilla White Lineker. They're still with us. We remember them because they're part of the communion of saints. In the Episcopal Church, we believe that we are connected to all who love God and all who follow Jesus. We call that the communion of saints. It's not just the great heroes of the past, but it's all people who are called by God and who have been set apart by God. That's what happens in baptism. When we baptize someone, we mark them with the sign of the cross and the oil, and we say, "You are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. You are now part of the great family of God, the great communion of saints." Today we're going to say the renewal of baptismal vows. It is, because it's All Saints Sunday, it is basically the Apostles' Creed broken down so it can be said responsively. And we say, "I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting." We are connected to all those who have gone before us in the faith and to all who share the faith of Jesus. The communion of saints is not just those who are living, but also those who are dead. Many Episcopal churches are named for a saint of the past. Our patron saint, of course, is Anthony. We have the icon of St. Anthony on the altar today. And it reminds us that we are connected with Anthony. We share the same faith that Anthony had. He is our ancestor in the faith. And there's a straight line drawn between Anthony and us. Right now we are worshiping together on Sunday morning, and at the same time that we are worshiping, thousands and thousands of other churches are also worshiping God. And so we're all joining together in a great chorus of praise that is being raised to God. When we sing the doxology, when we bring up the gifts and sing, "Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, praise Him, all creatures here below," we are the creatures here below, and we're joining our voices with all the other creatures here below. The whole earth is in praise to God. Animals, plants, human beings, and we're all raising our voices together with the angels and the archangels who are also praising God. in the Eucharistic prayer, when we say the Eucharist, the priest says, Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. In other words, we're joining this chorus of the living and the dead. We are all connected in our worship. In the book of Revelation, the prophet John has this vision of heaven. And when he looks into heaven, what he sees is the throne of God, and God is upon the throne. Christ the Lamb is there also. And around them are the 24 elders and the patriarchs, the apostles, the martyrs are there, surrounded by a whole host of angels and a multitude of people, saints who are praising God. And when we are singing in church, we're raising our voices in that same chorus. We're becoming part of the same chorus of praise to God. In the letter to the Corinthians, Paul talks about the body of Christ. He says to the church, "You are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a member of the body." It's a beautiful image of how we're all connected to each other. And in the book of Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews, it says, "We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses." In other words, it's all the saints who have gone before us who are surrounding us and encouraging us and supporting us in our life of faith. There's an unusual church, Episcopal church in San Francisco called St. Gregory of Nyssa. And in the worship space, it's got a huge rotunda overhead. And painted there on the rotunda are 99 saints painted in bright colors. And there's the usual saints of the church that you think of, the classic saints like Patrick and Mary Magdalene and Francis and Julian of Norwich. But there's also more modern saints, people that you might not normally think of, like John Coltrane, the great jazz saxophonist. Sojourner Truth, the abolitionist, is there. Thomas Merton, the contemplative monk, is there. Anne Frank, the Jewish girl who kept her diary when hiding from the Nazis. They're all up there, and they're all part of this communion of saints that surrounds us. In that case, they are literally surrounded by the cloud of witnesses. Beautiful. In the collect for All Saints Day, we pray, Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of Christ our Lord. The physical body of Christ we can see in each other. Our bodies are here. That's the physical body of Christ. The mystical body of Christ is all those saints who have gone before us, all those who are in other parts of the earth, all those who have died and gone to heaven and are joining together in the chorus of praise. Our choir is going to sing a hymn, Let Saints on Earth in Concert Sing with Those Who Have Gone Before. It's an image from the Old Testament. You know, when the people of God left the desert, left the wilderness, and came into the promised land, they crossed the River Jordan. And in this song, they're envisioning that they're halfway across. Half the people have crossed the River of Jordan and they're in the promised land, but the other half are still in the wilderness. They haven't got there yet. And they're divided by this little thin line of the Jordan River. Well, I know that my grandparents and my aunts and uncles and my father have crossed over that Jordan River. All of us have family and loved ones who have crossed over that river. And my brothers and sisters and my mother and my nephews and nieces were on this side as well as all of us. And I know that someday we will be all together and we'll all be united, because we're all part of this family of God we're all part of the communion of saints. Amen.